Test 81, Section 3, Question 21. Now, with this one, we're looking to describe how the argument proceeds, or a technique of reasoning. So it starts off and says, evolution does not always optimize survival of an organism, so evolution doesn't always help. Male moose evolved giant antlers as a way of fighting other males for mates, giving them those with the largest antlers an advantage. So it says, big antlers, they fight better, they get more mates. Those antlers also make it harder to escape predators, so it's harder to get away, since they can easily get tangled in trees, so they get caught in trees. All male moose would be better off with antlers half the current size. They would all be less vulnerable to predators, and those with largest antlers would maintain their relative advantage. So it's saying, basically, yeah, everybody would be better off if they had half their size, because you'd still have relative advantage, but you wouldn't get stuck in trees. Now, in this case, the conclusion is that evolution doesn't always optimize survival, and the evidence is this moose, and it's basically saying, well, here's a situation where evolution has created something that isn't all that great, and it would be better if it wasn't there. So that's kind of what we get. As far as describing what this does, it basically says, okay, it gives this conclusion, and then it says, and here's kind of an example of why. So A, citing an example to cast doubt on a competing argument. Well, it does cite an example, but it's not really to cast doubt on a competing argument. It's not to say that this other argument is wrong. Then employing an analogy in order to dispute a generalization. Well, it doesn't really dispute a generalization. It's actually not, and it's not using an analogy. So challenging a general claim. By presenting a counterexample. Yeah, I guess the first sentence is kind of a general claim. You'd say that evolution optimizing survival isn't that great, and it does so by means of a counterexample, the moose. Sure, good enough. Disputing the relevance of an example thought to support an opposing view doesn't really dispute an example. And then undermining a claim by showing it self-contradictory, we didn't get self-contradiction here. And so our best answer here is C. Now, it does, the reason it's better than B is that it doesn't use an analogy, and the reason it's better than A is it's not so much casting doubt on a competing argument. There's no argument that's alternative to this. It is really just a general claim, which is the idea that evolution always helps. And so, therefore, answer choice C is the best one.